Calling Syracuse! Calling San Antonio! Calling Philadelphia! Calling the entire United States! Flash! Joe Penner is on the air for Kokomo with Gene Austin and the music of Jimmy Greer.
Get up in the morning more tired than when you went to bed, your eyes red-rimmed from lack of sleep, your whole body crying out for rest? Well, then why not do as thousands of men and women all over America are doing? Try drinking Kokomo hot each night before retiring. Why, you'll find this scientific food tonic helps you get hours of sound, natural, drugless sleep. Kokomo is delicious. It's easy to digest. And remember, it supplies essential nourishment, which helps to restore your strength and energy. So don't spend another night in sleepless torment. Try Kokomo hot. Again, we bring you the Park Avenue Penners. Well, tonight Joe is going to put on his first big broadcast, but he has suddenly developed a toothache. So now at the dentist's office, we find the black sheep, Joe Penner.
God, my tooth has killed me. It's aching something terrible.
I'd have that tooth pulled if it were mine.
So would I if it was yours.
Oh, are you gentlemen here to see Dr. Alwalski?
Alwalski? I wonder if there's anything in the name.
My good woman, is the dentist in?
No, he's out having a tooth pulled.
Well, why doesn't he pull his own teeth?
He charges too much. Now, which tooth is bothering you? Is it in the front row or in the back row?
It's in the balcony.
Is the tooth throbbing, jumping, or palpitating?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, man.
Now, please sit still. I must take a picture of your tooth.
Oh, you can't take a picture of my tooth.
Why not?
It isn't dressed.
Oh, that's all right. We'll just call the picture the awful tooth. Doctor, you're just in time. I have a patient for you.
Well, get off his lap and let me look at him. Now, what tooth do you want pulled?
Well, first, let me ask you a question. Are you a painless dentist?
Sure, I never had a pain in my life.
Well, all right, go ahead and pull it.
Now, first tell me, is it an upper tooth or a lower tooth that bothers you?
It's a lower tooth.
Shoes.
Take off your shoes, what for?
They're too tight. Now, where are my pliers? My pliers? Hannah, darling.
Nurse to you, doctor.
That's telling them.
Ah, I think I have found the right tooth. It feels very loose.
Look, if you don't mind, doctor, you're pulling my nose.
Now, if you settle back, we'll start to drill.
Ouch!
Am I boring you? I've got to fill this tooth. Nurse, have we got some old gold?
No, but how about a lucky strike?
Why should I be kind to his throat? Say, that's a nice bridge you have in your mouth. Ooh. A beautiful bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to have it dedicated tomorrow.
That means I'll have to put a cement filling in your tooth.
What for?
It's a state law. You got to have a cement approach to the bridge.
Look, go ahead and pull a tooth. No, wait a minute. Raise your right hand.
All right.
Now, do you swear to take the tooth, the whole tooth, nothing but the tooth?
So help me, Hannah.
Help! Help!
Who was that?
That was Hannah. All right. I'm ready to pull your tooth. Here goes.
Ow!
Well, there's one tooth.
Yeah, but doctor, that's not the right tooth.
Calm yourself. I'm coming to it.
Ow!
Well, there's the second tooth.
Ow!
There's the third. And the fourth.
Ow! Hey, what happened?
I hit the jackpot!
cute, she's blonde, she's 19, she's Julie Gibson, and she sings.
I could call you scintillating, fascinating, devastating, but I'd rather call you baby. I know a few high-toned phrases, it's true, but when I talk to you, my vocabulary becomes contrary. I could call you so hypnotic, so chaotic and exotic, but I'd rather call you baby. And if you please, I could call you names like these: ultra smart, too divine, extra special, super fine, but I'd rather call you mine.
How do I look after my trip to the dentist?
I can't say, sir.
You can't say? Why not?
It would only break up a beautiful friendship.
That's a fine way to talk to me on the night of my big broadcast. Why, half the country is waiting to hear my voice.
I represent the other half.
Oh, yeah. And that's not all. In your snooty disregard for nicer things, you've forgotten that this is my birthday.
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought of your birthday while I was having breakfast this morning.
You did?
Yes, and you know what I went out and got?
What was it?
Another cup of coffee.
I don't know what I needed more.
I beg to announce it is your manager, Mr. Droopsnoot.
Hello, Joseph, my lad.
Hiya, Droopy.
Well, Joe, this is the night of your big broadcast. How do you feel after your trip to the dentist?
Oh, I feel fine. Just look at my face.
That's not in my contract.
I'm snubbing you. I don't know why everybody's so mean to me on my birthday.
I didn't forget your birthday, Joe. Not Jay Dudley Droopsnoot, your best friend at $100 a week.
Oh, then you didn't forget.
Why, of course not. I was sitting in my office this morning and suddenly it came to me. This is Joe Penner's birthday. And you know what I went out and got?
A cup of coffee.
Yes, and 3 donuts.
There's somebody at the door, sir.
Well, if it's another cup of coffee, I'm not in.
Hello, Joey, dear.
Cinzabella, my sweetheart. What brought you here?
A little yellow kitty car.
Wow!
Gee, I don't see how you men can stand it in here. It's so stuffy.
Godfrey, turn off the heat.
Oh, it isn't the heat. It's the humidity.
You mean humidity.
You humidity, and I'll join in the chorus.
Joey, the main reason I came here was to wish you a very, 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 very...
Very what?
Very soon I'll think of it. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, Susie, I knew you wouldn't forget my birthday.
I'll say I didn't. I've got a little present for you in this package.
Really?
Uh-huh. You have to guess what it is. It's something for your neck.
Is it a rope?
Oh, no. It isn't a rope.
Let's see. Something for my neck. Is it a scarf?
No.
Is it a necktie?
Oh, no.
And it's for my neck. I give up. What is it?
A bar of soap.
Bar of soap. Godfrey, does my neck show tattletale gray? All right, don't answer. Oh, well. Birthdays come but once a year in tax installments twice. But I think that birthdays are really twice as nice. It's not the presents or the cake that fills my heart with cheer, but this very happy thought that I get once a year. Oh, when you're 1 year older, you're 1 year nicer, and 1 year happier too. And when you're 1 year older, you're 1 year wiser, and know a lot more things to do. Every year brings new thrills and new faces. Each birthday means that you're going places. 'Cause when you're 1 year older,
you 1 year kinder. So many happy birthdays to you. Oh, when you're 1 year older, you're 1 year smarter, you're 1 year friendlier too. And when you're 1 year older, you're 1 year richer in friends and thoughts that are true. Birthdays are milestones on life's boulevard, and as we look back, why, the road's not so hard. 'Cause when you're 1 year older and 1 year stronger, so many, many happy, happy, many happy birthdays to you. Hello, Mom and Pa.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Yes, happy birthday, son. Here's a check for you.
But this is a canceled check.
That's all right. You may keep it.
And we have another surprise for you. Yeah. Some of our relatives from the South have just arrived.
Yes, they came to attend your opening broadcast tonight.
Well, any relatives of yours or relatives of mine, bring them in.
Come in, folks. Joseph, this is your uncle, Colonel Peter Pastypuss from Kentucky.
Hello, Uncle Pete.
Hello, Joe. I want you all to meet my daughter, Pamelia.
Not Pamelia, Pastypuss from Paducah.
Yow.
Yow what?
Yowza. We uns have come up from the South to see you all on the rodeo.
Not rodeo, radio, radio. What do you got in your living room?
Mice.
You're kind of dumb, aren't you?
That's an insult to my daughter, sir. You either apologize to Pamelia or mix me a mint julep.
All right, I apologize.
I was afraid of that.
Cousin Joseph, you all, is you all are going on the rodeo? And is you all are going to be a star? Is you all?
You already said it.
Nephew, sir, I used to sing on the rodeo down in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yowza. That's what made Pappy a colonel.
What made him a nut?
That's an insult, sir. You'll either apologize to me or mix me a mint julep.
I apologize.
A man can die of thirst around here.
Cousin Joey, when you all get through on the rodeo tonight, let you and me get married.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't this kind of sudden?
It's an old sudden custom.
I reluctantly depossesses and sells.
No.
You was making a mistake, sir. What would you rather have than Pamelia, the flower of the South?
Pillsbury, the flower of the North.
Pappy, are you going to let that insult pass?
No, we'll either fight it out with pistols right now, or you'll mix me a mint julep.
We have no mint julep.
Then on guard.
Out.
Here comes T. Austin with Coco and Maul.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though I won't say a word, why, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing that I do. Now every star above knows the one I love, sweet Sue, just you. And the moon on high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, just you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you. Every star above knows the one I love, sweet Sue. And the moon on high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, just you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time. Sweet Sue.
Mothers, are your children tense and high-strung? Are they growing fast, but not filling out as you would like them to? Now, very often, this means that they're not getting all of the food essentials they need. Now, maybe they're not getting enough iron in their food to give them rich red blood. Maybe they're not getting enough calcium and phosphorus for healthy nerves and sound bones and teeth. Well, maybe they're not getting enough carbohydrates for energy. Well, Cocomalt is rich in all of these vital food essentials. That's why thousands of parents all over America give their children Cocomalt regularly. That's why thousands of physicians recommend it. That's why Cocomalt has been used in many hospitals and schools and found to be highly beneficial. So just try adding Cocomalt to your children's diet for at least 1 month. See if it doesn't help them as it has helped so many others. Don't put it off. You get a can of Cocomalt tomorrow. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are out in front of station IOU. Joe Penner and his manager have just arrived for Joe's big opening broadcast. A huge crowd has turned out to sing the praises of Joe Penner. Listen.
We want cancer. We want cancer.
A group of smart alecks.
Yes. Well, now let's turn to the real Joe Penner fans. Listen to what they say.
There's the big bum.
It's about time he showed up.
Yeah, who does he think he is? Anyhow?
Come on, Joe, you're due on the air. We've got to find our studio. Let's try Studio A.
And now, my dear radio friends, I want to tell you of my travels through Africa. It was in the spring of 1934.
Hey,
we were going up
this isn't the right
floor.
Place. Somebody's on the air in here.
Professor Slumberspotum is on the air with his travel lecture.
Hey, Professor, this is my studio.
Hey, what's the meaning of this interruption? Now stand aside, young man, while I finish my lecture. Ah, my dear radio public, on June 10th, we left the eastern coast of Africa for the island of Panjil Stulgen Wenjil, called it. As we reached the shore, we heard some native girls playing weird melodies on their twinge and slawklip platter flip blood is stinted in it. As we reached the shore, we heard them again, but we stayed there overnight. Next morning, we set out for the interior. In the midst of the jungle, we saw some very peculiar people. Some bulja duldudududuts. Some banjan folded grandil tuldudududuts. And some pygmies.
Well, I've heard of pygmies.
The pygmies were dancing around the campfire holding their stomachs.
Well, why were they holding their stomachs?
They couldn't get anybody else to hold them. The chief's son, Twaddle Jindan Flaldidirk, told us where we could hunt some wild elephants and some zits.
Where?
Zits.
Zits?
Yes, you see, the zits are second cousins to the Banjan Flaldin Blurdil Twiddle Selkirch in effect.
I didn't even know they were closely related.
We also ran into a very wild herd of some Banjan Twilkil Lostil Flapper told it at its. Some Benjan Flalkil Brilgil Sanjan Blur.
Yeah.
And Carol Lombard.
Carol Lombard? What was she doing there?
Oh, pardon me. That was another expedition.
But, Professor, did you see any Strongem Stompum Stadabolics?
Yes, but now you see the majority of the Strongem Stabber and Stabadats have made way for the more stronger species of the Zunt.
Oh, well, times have changed.
Our native guide, Mangay, pointed his gun at a wild, tringent, slant black plot to suck at it. The animal charged at Mangay, and the pinjin orkel splorted wangle put it. It hit Mangay in the rajandin flustil grilgil spattled the good. But Mangay turned quickly and hit him in the...
Oh, that's very painful.
All of a sudden, Mangay said, lie flat on your stomachs. The Drilgen Blumgren stock retort is going to charge us.
How much?
How much? And listen, Joe, if it wasn't for good old Mangay, I wouldn't be here today to tell you the story of that island of Plangis Stolger, Bligid Trinid, Sample Blugger Trip,
Come on, Joe. I guess we don't belong in Studio A. Let's try B.
I hope we don't get stung again.
Oh, here we are. Studio B.
That was Kenny Baker, folks, singing the title song from Mr. Todd's on a Tear, accompanied by Phil Harris. And now Don Wilson...
Pardon me, but I'm...
What's the meaning of this interruption? Can't you see I'm rehearsing my program?
Well, I'm supposed to use the studio tonight. I'm Joe Penner.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Jack Livingston. I mean Benny. Since my wife's in the movies, I don't know who I am. Quiet, Wilson.
Hey, Mr. Drewster, this is Jack Benny.
Oh, I know Jack very well. I used to run a clothing store in Waukegan.
I pay that bill. Now, if you gentlemen don't mind, I've got to rehearse my jokes.
What jokes?
Wilson, you're paid to laugh at me.
Mr. Benny, maybe you can tell me...
Listen, do me 6 delicious favors and get out of here.
Mr. Benny's a nice man, isn't he?
Yes, but this isn't getting you on the air. We've got to find our studio. Here, let's try this Studio C.
And now that Harry Von Zell has told you about the smile of beauty, we now present the mighty Alan Art Players.
Listen, Fred Allen, I'm supposed to be using the studio.
Is some heckler taking my name in vain, or did something crawl out of the woodwork?
Listen, Fred Allen, listen. I've got to have a studio. I'm making my debut tonight.
Well, why don't you use Jack Benny's studio? There's nothing going on in there.
I just came from Jack Benny's studio.
Have you been fumigated?
Look, I'm going to be a big radio star just like Jack Benny.
Young man, you have no ambition. What's Jack Benny got that I haven't got?
Mary Livingston.
Oh, but I've got Portland Hoffa.
Well, Benny's got Phil Harris in his orchestra.
I've got Peter Van Steeden.
Oh, Benny's got Don Wilson.
Von Zell can be taught to laugh.
Listen, I heard what you said, Fred Allen.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
We've got to put up the screens. They're coming in the window.
Quiet, Wilson, you traitor. As for you, Mr. Allen, why must you always talk behind my back? Why don't you come out in the open?
I'd like to be out in the open now. You're no company in a closed room.
Look, listen, Jack and Fred, you shouldn't fight like that.
Quiet. It's making us money. And besides, Alan is jealous of me because with my Grecian profile, I get all the women listeners.
All the women listeners?
Yes, but with my mighty Alan physique, I get all the men listeners.
Well, if you boys will pardon me, I got a date with the children.
I'll say you've got a date. Come on, Joe. I found the right studio. Hurry up. You're on the air.
Oh, boy, here's my big chance.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present a new star on the air. Station IOU takes pleasure in bringing to the entire nation... That star of stars, the man you've been waiting for, Joe Better.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to say as to...
Why, what's the matter, Joe?
I forgot my script.
Jump at the slightest noise? Do trivial mishaps make you cranky and irritable? Well, then take heed. You know, that's often nature's way of warning you that you're not getting enough nerve or energy food essentials. You know, to keep up in these strenuous times, you need plenty of iron for rich red blood. You need calcium and phosphorus for healthy nerve tissue. You need plenty of carbohydrates for energy. That's why millions of men and women drink Coca Malt at mealtimes or at night before retiring. You know, for Coca Malt is rich in these important food essentials that your system requires. So help yourself to new pep and energy. Start drinking Coca Malt regularly. It's delicious, hot or cold.
Gee, Jackson, that was great. Let's give him a big hand, folks. That was great.
Thanks very much, Joe.
You know something, Jackson? I love the way you read that commercial. I thought your material tonight was terrific.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. Do you mean to tell me you like commercials that much?
Do I like them? Oh, I love commercials. Commercials. I love to hear commercials and all the things they say. I love to hear announcers talk about the sponsors, and then I listen in to find out what they give away. I love commercials. I love to hear commercials. They do something to me. I tune my set way down until the very end where there's the thrill. For then when I pick up my ears and clap my hands and glee, at home my mother tramples on heaps and piles of samples I've written in for every kind of thing. Oh, the things we have been trying save us money, bills, and buying. For I love to listen to commercials. I send in bottle tops, baggy stops, box tops, can tops, just plain tops, coupons, wrappers, lids of labels, cartons, tags, legs off tables, and my hands are getting sore, using lotions by the score, while my face looks like it's fried, from the razor blades I've tried. My dad's mad as a hatter from all the fourth class matter that seems to clutter up the morning mail. Oh, the program part upsets me, but the advertising gets me, for I love the commercials. I'm just a little black sheep, ba, ba, ba. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I go, I'd like to give my thanks to a lot of people out in South Dakota. You see, it's like this. The American Legion and the 48 Club of Mitchell, South Dakota, have just finished a real job. That job was to take my duck, Goo Goo II, on a big personal appearance tour. The whole idea was to raise money for the Mitchell Iron Lung campaign, to buy an iron lung to treat infantile paralysis. You know, more than 100,000 people saw the duck and thousands of dollars were raised. Again, I say to South Dakota, thank you very much. And good night, everybody. Good night, Harriet and George.
What will happen next to Joe Brenner? We'll follow Joe's adventures again next Sunday when he appears once more with Keen Austin, Jimmy Greer, Julie Gibson, and in the cast of players, Margaret Brayton, Mel Blanc, Dick Lane, Phil Kramer, Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and Lou Merrill. The imitations of Jack Benny and Fred Allen today were done by Jack Laspooley and Lynn Hayes. Jackson Wheeler speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.